Alden, Bell, Street, Hollins, Cartier, Diller, Sheldon again.
Whoever you are.
Reda. Councilman Reda, I'm George Smiley, I'm trying to co-chair today. Tara Finney will be taking the minutes. What's your pleasure on the minutes of July 10th?
Motion.
Second.
And that motion in second is to approve.
Approve the minutes.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, thank you very much. Nothing on the consent counter, other resolutions. R12-111, authorizing the execution of certain contracts. It's under my sponsorship, Mr. Cartier. What this is four contracts. The first one's for the State of Delaware Division of Communications. It's a purchase order to cover the yearly maintenance contract for the Volunteer Fire Service paging equipment. The second one is for the Division of Communications. This is the VHF radio communications system. And I believe this is through Special Services. Next is the cleaning contract on behalf of the PAL Centers of Delaware that we've entered into. Next is the EMC Corp, and this is a renewed annual technical service agreement for software support and maintenance for the SAN drives, and I can't begin to explain what that drive means. I got enough problems with my own cell phone. Is there any questions on R12-111? Anything from the public?
Do you want me to say what you mean?
No.
Okay.
If anybody's interested, they'll email you. Next, under ordinances, 12-085, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding for FY 2013 to the contract to police duty revolving fund for the Department of Public Safety. This is Councilman Bell or Councilman Street.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would amend the grants budget by appropriating $396,500 to the contract to police duty revolving fund. This would allow and legislate and authorize the Director of Public Safety to be able to enter into contracts with individuals and companies, private organizations, even other government sectors on a contractual basis to provide county police services. As we've mentioned in the past, this is a spirit of cooperation between the Director of Public Safety and the Chief Financial Officer. They established a rate which is no less than the going rate, hourly rate, of police officers. And the other thing that we might want to point out is the fact that they do not allow the contracted services to interfere with any of the provision of the day-to-day police services out in the community. So with that, it's pretty much as read.
I just want to comment on this program. It took 7 years to finally get one of the local churches that has their carnival fundraisers to finally agree to put this in place along with several other things. And this is the first time I can say in the 7 years I've been on council, and many years before that, that there weren't any community complaints. And we did a lot of things. Deldike got involved and everything else, but they finally agreed because the state police cover in the carnival. And then when there's a problem, they just push it to the street. And there was nobody there. You had to make a call. So this fund, I this year, the fair was a blessing. I didn't get one phone call except when it was over to say it all worked well. So, good. Any other questions on 12-085? Comments from the public? I was remiss in mentioning that Mr. Hinkle did notify me that Councilman Weiner would be unavailable for this meeting due to personal reasons. But for those of you who faint of heart, rest easy. He will be here for the executive and council.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just had a question on the ordinance 12-085.
Yes, sir.
So the funding that is in this is basically anticipating this amount of funding to be accumulated over the time frame of the contracted services.
Yeah, based on the history of the program.
Based on the history of the program. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next, we have 12-086, amend the grants budget, appropriate an additional $25,000 in State of Delaware funds to the 2012 Summer Youth Employment Grant for the Department of Community Services, Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Dillon.
I think the title pretty much sums it up. This is an additional, as you mentioned, $25,000 from the Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Enforcement Board, And it is added to the $153,000 that we passed back on June 26.
Any questions, comments from members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none, I have no JK or L's. Next on the agenda, under other, we have an update from Ms. Dwyer on the General Assembly legislative update. Doesn't appear to be much. But
hi, guys.
First of all, I'd like to entertain a motion that she not read it all.
Second.
There's a second.
Just
second.
Okay. Yeah. Take one and pass it down. Go this way. Here you go.
Okay. I knew I should have bought stock in the lumber company. These are two separate ones coming down opposite sides of the table.
They
split
them.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Next batch.
Preserve the doors. Yes, Ms. Kilpatrick.
I know. If you don't want it.
So you should have a packet of memos and then, of course, the full chart. This session, which was it spanned over 2011 and 2012, there were close to 120 pieces of filed legislation that affected Newcastle County in some way, shape, or form. The memos that you have in front of you outline the legislation that was pursued by Newcastle County, the executive office, bond bill, and other state appropriations to Newcastle County, and some highlights of the 120 pieces of legislation that affected Newcastle County during this session. The chart is something that you received from me pretty much on a weekly basis, that updated throughout the session what piece of the legislation were affecting us over the last couple of years. So that's kind of, this is the last end all say all. You will get some updates from me once the governor starts signing pieces of legislation, but you won't see it in the full chart. It'll just get too cumbersome. So let's start with the first on your memo packet. The summary of legislation pursued by Newcastle County. We reviewed a little bit of this this time last year. We pursued six bills this session. As you can see, we were able to pass two of them. And the sixth one we went forward with this half of session, which was dog licensing. What became of this dog licensing bill was it opened up a conversation on dog licensing in general. My attempt was to align your dog license with your rabies vaccination, and it occurred very quickly to everyone that, you know, rather than try to piecemeal fix dog licensing, let's look at it holistically. In addition, there were several tethering bills that came about this session. One which fell under Title 11 that we did not oppose was actually passed, but what sprung from all of this was a task force, an animal welfare task force, which was House Joint Resolution 44. Basically, as many of you know, dog control, animal welfare, animal control falls under several titles in state code. It's not condensed under one. We want to take a look at consolidating in whatever shape or form we can, hopefully not in Title 9. That will certainly be our position. Look at the limited amount of resources dedicated to animal welfare and animal control, and see what we can come up with for next session. So we just finally, all the counties have one representative on the task force. Newcastle County obviously has one. I will be attending the sessions. The first one will be August 15th. The two bills that we did pass were our board of assessment composition and our tax exemption deadline. Most notably, the tax exemption deadline kind of was a housekeeping bill for our finance department. Change the exemption date so that everything has to be in by March 1st, so we don't have to keep doing refunds and whatnot. Special betterments definition, SB 105, was tabled in the Senate Finance Committee, and it remained there. It was tabled in 2011 and remained there through 2012. What did come about from the special betterments, not necessarily from the special betterments legislation, but Representative Scott formed a communication tax review group, and what this, through joint, House Joint Resolution 3, this group came together almost quarterly over the past year to discuss recommendations for improving Delaware's taxes and fees applicable to communication providers. The group was supposed to submit recommendations to the General Assembly, but failed to do so this year. There was a lot of discussion in this group about revenue neutrality and just kind of the shape and form of the taxes going forward. So they were unable to make their recommendations this year, and they put forward House Joint Resolution 13 to extend the deadline for May 2013. So this group will continue to meet throughout the year. Myself, Greg Wilson, from our assessment department have been attending meetings regularly, and also folks from finance will come down when needed. Something we're keeping a very close eye on, special betterments is a large source of revenue for Newcastle County and for the other two counties, so we certainly are keeping the county's best intentions while we're down there. Our tax assessment appeal legislation, Senate Bill 82, it would have limited, would have given us the ability to go to Superior Court in the event the Board of Assessment ruled against the county in situations where the tax base was changed by $500,000, and of course that would have just been for commercial properties. Unfortunately, the sponsor decided not to, at the end of this session, decided not to go forward with this bill, and we would not have had the time to work it through the Senate again. It did pass the Senate, and it was tabled in the House. So we did have a lot of successes as well. This year with the bond bill, which is the next memo, we were able to secure a bond bill appropriation for $215,000 for the construction and paving of Lenape Way, which is part of the Claymont Library construction. In addition to that, we secured $10,000 collectively from Representative Brian Short and Senator Harris McDowell to go towards the project as well. We also received $375,000 from Representative Mitchell, who sponsored this request, in bond bill appropriations for the construction of showers at the Kimberton Police Training Facility. And of course, as many of you probably know, the state awarded an additional 5% to the volunteer fire companies this year, which was a nice boost for everyone. Out of the 120 pieces of legislation that the county was a part of in some way, shape, or form, the next memo outlines some ones that you should be aware of. The first two are the task forces that I had previously mentioned. Another one is the Freedom of Information Act recently passed and signed by the governor, by Karen Peterson. Basically, it just codifies the executive order that the governor issued earlier this year. It doesn't necessarily affect Newcastle County very much because we recently changed our FOIA policy to mimic and mirror the state, so we were not as affected as some of the other local jurisdictions. There was a buzz about this statute of repose, which was substitute one to SB 167. It was introduced by Karen Peterson and subsequently withdrawn. As well as several other folks, went down and lobbied Karen Peterson and spoke about the effects of this bill. And she had a change of heart. There was a lot of changes that would have needed to be done with the bill, made to the bill, and she just did not feel it was the right time to pursue it. So we did good at lobbying against that bill. Uniform Controlled Substances Act, this of course is in relation to bath salts, that was passed early on this year by Senator Hall Long and signed by the governor. Civil unions, of course, passed this session, signed by the governor. Another bill that was very much in the newspaper was the Sheriff's and Sheriff's Duties Bill. This was attempted by Representative D. Short down below, down in Sussex County. However, there was some stalling because he wanted an Attorney General's opinion. Pete Schwarzkopf moved forward the bill. It did end up passing, however, with an amendment. If you're not aware, the amendment basically says that the sheriffs and their deputies are considered law enforcement under Title 11 if they're acting under the direction of a judge. So that was an amendment that was requested by our Sheriff Trinidad Navarro, and we had added to the bill. There were some pieces of legislation that were sponsored by members of council. Travel expenses for county officials, as well as HB 107 rules and regulations to the building code, or excuse me, HB 103, which was promulgating, would allow Newcastle County to promulgate rules and regulations affecting and relating home improvement contracts in Newcastle County. That was passed by the Senate. It has yet to be signed by the governor. One that we're very proud of being a part of this session. One was this, and I think I'll let Ed talk a little bit about this. It's HB 209. It's the school property tax exemption deadline. What the state has done is it has removed, it's number 16 on the memo, they have removed the current deadline of September, I think it was September 1, and pushed the deadline to April 24th. For seniors to apply for a state school property tax exemption. This will help our finance department, as we are the ones that issue the tax exemption and collect the school taxes. Basically, what was happening was the property tax bills would go out at this time, but if you wanted to file for a property tax exemption, your deadline was in September, so of course there was a lot of rebates going out. This is just streamlined the process. In addition, they have implemented some controls similar to ours as far as residency requirements are concerned. So that's pretty much it. That helps us, you know, housekeeping in Newcastle County. We're very happy to be a part of that bill. Also, number 19, the fund to combat violent crimes. We spoke in favor of this bill and also helped with information gathering. Basically, what it does is it assesses an additional penalty of $15 to individuals convicted of crimes or offenses, and it establishes a fund to combat violent crimes. And if basically at $4 million, half of that, up to $202.25 million, will go to local law enforcement agencies to fight violent crimes. The process for this is we have to apply for the funds, and they will be distributed at the end of the year. There are certain parameters that we have to stay within in order to spend the funds. It obviously has to be in connections with initiatives to fight violent crimes, but you can use it for overtime. So we will start seeing that money this fiscal year.
And I doubt it'll reach that level, but it always bothers me they got to put that tag on the end.
In case.
Go to the general fund.
Yeah,
just in case. We can't go back and do a 50-50 split to help both those funds. It's got to go to the general fund.
At the end of the day, we did not, other than some will say SB 167, we didn't face a whole lot of negative bills against Newcastle County this year. Of course, there were a lot of pending bills that legislators came forward with that we were able to avoid through relationships with the different legislators and talking to them about the bills. But we definitely had a good session. We achieved some of our goals. We open the door to achieve our goals further on in the future, and I look forward to what's there to come next session. So, if you have any questions.
Any questions from members of council? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So are you going to pursue SB 82 next year? Is that the idea?
We're certainly considering it. Yes, it did pass the Senate almost unanimously. We had the votes to pass it in the House. It just did not get out of committee.
Do you know why it didn't get out of committee?
The sponsor decided not to move forward with it.
You know why the sponsor decided not to move forward?
We would not say.
Busy with America.
I'm assuming that you had a conversation with the sponsor before the sponsor decided to sponsor you. Mm-hmm.
It was early on in 2011.
That just seems a little strange to me that...
You're back
there. I don't know the reason. You don't know the reason. But to me, it says that we need to get a better understanding of who we're asking to sponsor the legislation for the benefit of citizens. County, otherwise, it's just too dumb of any legislator deciding to get a bad day and doesn't want to do it. That's unfortunate.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know we certainly all appreciate the report, and I think Kristen does a very fine job for us down in Dover, but just one point for the record on the grant and aid, the state awarded an additional 5% to the volunteer fire companies. When you look at what they were reduced over the last 2 to 3 years, the 5% is just trying to restore their loss of funding. And I believe it was somewhere in the 15 to 25% reduction over 3-4 years when you looked at the various types of grant and aid that they got. So the 5% was very welcome, but at the same time, you know, they're actually below what they were receiving 3 years ago.
Well, they should be all right, depending on what happens in November, because they're getting a lot of promises like everybody else.
I don't know about anybody's promises.
I do. Any other comments from members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, next, Middletown Paramedic Station 5, construction plan and costs associated with the project. We've done a stop.
Mr. Chairman, members of council, Vince McConey from the executive office. EMS Chief Larry Tan and I are going to give a brief description of the new paramedic station, number 5 in Middletown. I'm going to talk about the agreement itself, and Chief Tan will talk about the current quarters, the new plans, and the timetable. Also with us this afternoon is Mr. Patrick Fugeman, if you could put up your hand. He is Director of Design and Construction for Christiana Care, and also County Attorney Greg Wilson and CFO Ed Milowicki are here if there's any questions about any of the details.
And just, if I may, just a little bit of housekeeping so everyone knows, we requested to put this on the Finance Committee because of the time frame before the next public safety.
That's correct. Normally,
we need to move this. We wanted to keep this moving forward.
That's exactly right. Just normally, we would come obviously before public safety, but due to the committee schedule and our need to move forward, that's exactly right. As indicated, we do have a handshake agreement with Christiana Care. Obviously, this is not a new issue to all of you. You've been briefed that this was coming, but we have reached a handshake agreement with Christiana Care. The terms are going to be, we're going to have a 99-year lease with Christiana Care for the building. That's similar to the arrangement at the current Glasgow EMS station. Christiana Care will construct a 10,000 square foot facility per our specifications, but the county will operate and maintain the facility. The law department is preparing an agreement, and a resolution of approval will be presented to council at your August 21st meeting, which is the only meeting you have in that month. In terms of the budget, current cost estimate is about $673,000. As with most paramedic expenditures, it's eligible for 30% state reimbursement. So that would provide almost $202,000 of that budget, leaving a net county share of about $471,000. And we're able to use impact fees to meet the county share. And that's pretty much the terms of the agreement. Be happy to answer any questions or turn it over to Chief Tan for the detail.
I have a question. This is for the construction and startup. Is there a number available, an estimate of the annual operating when it opens, understanding that changes?
Well, it's probably not going to change too much because we're simply replacing the current facility with the new facility. I mean, there may be some, but we haven't determined that yet. But again,
because being a new facility, always built, there may be savings.
To be honest, Mr. Chairman, we have not done that yet.
Okay. Fine. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess the question on Christiana Care will construct a 10,000 square foot facility. The cost estimate is $673,305. Is that funding coming from county government to Christiana to build the facility? In other words, what is the cost to Newcastle County to build the facility?
It's that $673,000, okay, of which our share is going to be 70%.
Okay.
Because we can get 30% back from the state.
So the Christiana Care will recognize $673,305 for the construction of the facility.
Right. Now, that's our current estimate. Okay. Obviously, bidding may produce some different number than that.
And I guess my question would be that if they are going to construct, do we have anything to say about who constructs? Contracting with the county, or will the contractors be contracted by Christiana Care?
Christiana Care is going to do that, and the reason for that is that they are already on site constructing, where they already have a construction manager, they're already building their own facility, so it just seemed to make sense from both a cost and a timing standpoint to let them do this for us.
Okay. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, because we've had a lot of discussion about our methodology with construction and contractors and everything, and I guess that as we've done in other projects that I would hope that we convey to Christiana Care, I know that they have their own contractor, But I think that when this county, and we've all talked about getting serious about diversity and hiring contractors that, you know, are working in the best interest of the community in Newcastle County and the state of Delaware, be very interested to see who they're having constructed, because when at the end of the day, we're paying $675,000 to Christiana Care to build this facility for us. So I would think that we'd have some input and some say, some requirement of Christiana Care to kind of conform with what our interest is as a government in expending these dollars.
I may need to call on the law department to back me up on this, but I think once we get into it, we have to get into all the ways, so we'd be better off not being into it. I do know, and Mr. Fugerman can speak to this, mm-hmm. that all their current contractors are Delaware contractors. I do know that, and we would certainly expect the same. But
right.
in terms of once we start
right.
specifying, we can't be sort of halfway in.
I understand, but make no mistake about it. I think that all the folks around this table understand some of our discussions and deliberations on trying to get things right with the right wages, with right diversity, and everything. And we have a commitment as the county to see that that happens. So if we're going to fund $673,000 plus, we have an interest in that. And I mean, Christiana Care can be the best partner in the world, but if they're not conforming with what we expect as a government, then I've got issue with that.
Understood.
So, and it's not an issue with. You know, this is where we should be discussing ahead of time.
Councilman Cardio.
So I understand from this that Christiana Care is building a larger facility, and then we're going to co-locate with them and something they're going to
construct. That's correct. On the same parcel, they're building a freestanding emergency department. Again, Mr. Fugerman may be able to give you more detail on that, but it's all on the same parcel. And
okay.
that's normally, I think you probably heard the county executive say, for going forward, he'd prefer to lease rather than to purchase because county population is going to shift. But if there's ever time to make an exception, this would obviously be it.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to build a freestanding emergency room, and they're going to co-locate. We're going to co-locate with them.
We're in a separate building, but on the same
campus,
same parcel. It's under construction, actually.
Yeah, I think that's. Makes a lot of sense from a planning standpoint, you know, have the emergency dispatch for paramedics, and then they've got a facility that they can potentially take, you know, patients to right there.
Okay, I'm going to
okay, go, thank you.
I'm going to go to Councilman Hollins, and then if we can let Mr. Tan do his presentation, some of these questions may be answered, but we'll move back to questions afterward, of course. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would agree with fact that this is a great project from a planning perspective, but I can't sit here and be quiet and not respond, or at least underscore the comments from Councilman Bell, because we've had this discussion years and years and years now. I'm not satisfied with the answer I'm getting. I'm expected to vote for this without having any clarity of what the participation is going to be, and I refuse to continue to do it. We keep having these half answers, non-committed answers. We're talking about over $500,000 here. We looked at the spend analysis. We looked had a presentation from special services, and the numbers for minority participation is zilch. It's embarrassing. I'm not going to continue to do it. You were not at the last meeting when we had the meeting with special services, but it may start with this. I'm not going to continue to vote for these particular grants or these contracts where we're spending these types of dollars. We have no assurance whatsoever. We don't even ask the question and refuse to say to the people that we're in agreement with that this is our concern. The council has talked about this for years and years and years, and we sat here today and get non-answers. Well, we can't get into it, but we're supposed to vote on this. At least I'm supposed to vote on this. But we can't get a reasonable answer as to what kind of participation is going to take place with in terms of diversity. And I'm just not going to continue to do it. So you weren't here, but you're here today. And I want you to know that this is going to be my position going forward.
Okay. Can we go to Councilman?
I don't know. I know Mr. McConey would know this answer from a state level because your previous life, and we've talked before. But any.
Thank you for setting me up for failure.
No. I mean, but it used to be, now this could go under the nonprofit, the 501c, like the Riverfront. But it used to be anything with state or state money had to be under prevailing wage, their bidding laws, if you got any kind of money to build something. All the public library, even in Sussex County, if you build a public library, state money, guess what? You went under the state law, prevailing wage. Would this prohibit us by going under the Responsible Contracting Act, because we are giving $671,000.
Well, we're executing a lease, so I would defer to law on that, but we would be executing a lease, not building a project.
Not building a project. Even if somebody else is building the project, you're saying the lease, or you're assuming a lease.
Well, that's the plan.
Well, that's the plan.
So if we're executing a lease somewhere else, and
I got you. That's the word. The word is lease.
Yes.
That's okay.
And just to clarify, the reason why we're executing a lease is because ChristianaCare, understandably, does not wish to subdivide the property. So that's one reason why we're proceeding in this fashion.
We've had this conversation years ago. Okay.
Mr. Chair, do you want to?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have copies of just an outline here. What I'd like to cover is just the construction plan as well as the tentative project schedule. If you look at the second page, the current EMS station number 5 is located at the County Police Southern Patrol Unit, which is in Broad Street in downtown Middletown. As we've talked during some of the budget proceedings, that facility does not have any storage capability for vehicles inside. Our vehicles, the paramedic units, are actually parked outside. They're not secured. They require electrical shore lines to maintain any type of temperature control. The paramedics are also required to check the vehicles outdoors regardless of the weather, and in really inclement weather circumstances, high winds, snow, sleet, severe weather conditions, we actually have to relocate the unit to find some type of shelter. The proposal is, as Vince was saying, is to construct a freestanding county EMS station. And if you look at the bottom of page 2, that is an actual concept plan that includes the site. And you can see that the FED, which is the freestanding emergency department, in phase 1 is the actual ChristianaCare emergency department, or freestanding emergency department. And at the top of the page where it says EMT would be the freestanding county paramedic facility. For purposes of orientation, along the left border of that picture would be Brick Mill Road. Along the bottom border would be actually Route 299. And if you were to go off the sheet to the right side, it would actually be where Route 1 is located. So just for purposes of orientation. The proposed joint project is a standard EMS facility design. I mean, in some of the discussions we've had with members of council, there's been a question about, well, are there really a standardized set of design and layout for an EMS station? And the answer is yes. This is very similar to the EMS facility at the Kirkwood Highway Library. In fact, the design staff from ChristianaCare visited and took a look at that facility as an operational EMS facility. It includes a 3-bay garage, a medical storage area, a staff office and lounge, restrooms with shower capabilities, as well as emergency generator backup. The pictures on the left side of that slide are concept drawings. They're not blueprints. It's just conceptually what would this potentially look like. The proposed schedule, obviously contingent on council's approval of a lease agreement, was, as Vince said, presentation of a draft lease agreement for review and consideration in August. If approved, groundbreaking and design preparations for the facility would be in September 2012. And the estimate for completion of the project is approximately 4 to 5 months. So they're estimating that the project could be completed as early as March or April of 2013.
Okay, back to questions. Any further questions from members of council? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chief, you know, as you know, we've as you had stated, we've asked during some of the public safety committee meetings, I guess kind of whetting our appetite as to what was coming and what we could look forward to. It's certainly a central and a very good location from the standpoint of access to 299, either going into Middletown, Odessa, Route 13, on the east side, 896 on the west side, as well as Delaware Route 1. So I think that from a standpoint of location, facilities, and everything, it certainly is to our advantage to serve the public. And I guess as far as the design and everything, from your standpoint of the three-bay garage and everything, that's pretty conducive with future expandability for a second unit or a command vehicle or a spare unit and everything. That's
correct. I mean, the two of the three bays would already be committed with the existing 24-hour unit that's based in the southern MOT area. Okay. And as we expand service, the ability to store vehicles and secure them is critical. It's the same type of arrangement that we made when we put the Kirkwood Highway Library facility up.
Okay. And looking to the future of southern Newcastle County and the growth in the central core, the bays are deep enough that if you had to put units back to back, or would all the units just be across the front? Because I guess what I'm looking for is, in the future, our path forward will be to add a second paramedic unit in the southern part of the county. And with that, I think then you get into a command vehicle or a spare vehicle, and just want to make sure that if we're doing it, we're doing it in the beginning, we do it right. And when you look at a 99-year lease, is to have a facility that's conducive to supporting the infrastructure for the future.
We typically don't have fixed stations for the command staff. They're essentially mobile. But we have included in the station design an office area that could be used by supervisor staff. We do not have any designated bay space in any of our EMS facilities for supervisors because they spend so much time on the road.
And I see, if I may, Mr. Chair, just find a question here. Restrooms with shower capabilities, there's sufficient room within this facility that if we had to staff personnel for a long period of time, that there would be quarters for them to be able to basically live out of the station for a continued period of time, i.e. would be blizzard, things of that nature.
There are capabilities for doing that. Part of the emergency operations plan, if you will, is including generator backup so the facility can continue to operate regardless of whether there's power outages or grid. So there is availability if we have to run continuous operations for people to be able to stay there for extended time.
Any sleeping quarters available at all?
No, not designated. If we have to, we typically use available cots.
Okay.
And again, on an emergency basis.
Okay. And I mentioned that, and I think it's important for everybody to understand that we're not building facilities for folks to go to work and sleep. But when you look at the fire emergency medical, fire rescue and emergency medical services, typically you're not out on patrol 24 hours a day. And depending on the weather, what's going on, the number of hours that they've worked and everything, there are times when, just like a doctor would do in a medical facility, that there's some downtime. And you have to have a place for those personnel to be able to stay there.
Okay. Other questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Street.
Had nothing to do with you, Chief,
okay,
in your presentation. But number one, going back to the point that Councilman Dahl started, and then Councilman Holland's acquiesced. You can go over on Washington Street right now and look at who's working, who's not working. And that's going to be indicative of what you're going to have on this project. Second, $600,000, and I'm sure we need services in Middletown, but I know y'all don't expect for me to vote on this when you're moving $600,000 for this facility and I can't even get a night watchman a month later at a swimming pool. You know, and Christina Care, in its long history of being fair and taking two hospitals out of the city, tearing down two square blocks, and now if you go into the facility in Wilmington, You're usually greeted in the emergency room with a big sign that essentially says, "Be quiet or we'll lock you up," yada, 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 yada. So I have problems with the whole thing. And here again, y'all moving $600,000 like it's monopoly money. But the $4,000 or $5,000 that I screamed about, which, you know, now if something happens to one of those kids in Dunley, that blood's on the administration's hands, not mine. But basically, don't ask me to support anything or anything like this until you do right. And my little reasonable $4,000 or $5,000 request in a month later, or we're still working on it. Well, I'll be working on this when we vote tonight.
And I believe this is coming back in August. Any other further comments from any members of council? Councilman Rudd.
Thank you. I don't know if Greg Wilson's going to get up and explain anything about, there was some questions asked, one about the responsible contractor, one about diversity, and the other one was about the monies that the county's putting up. Are they going to have anything to say, or is there going to be anything about the construction? And the one question I'd like to ask on this is, how much is the paramedic station going to cost itself? I know we're donating money to it. Is that all it's going to cost, the $670,000?
Yes.
Chair wants to recognize the presence of Council President Kovac and Greg Wilson.
County Attorney. That's an estimate, and let me start by saying my understanding of what we're doing today was presenting Council with a briefing on the path forward. It's not a contract. We haven't entered into a contract. We haven't signed a contract. It's not going to be voted on tonight. That's scheduled for whatever the proposal would be for August 21st at the earliest. So that's what we're talking about presenting. So obviously there's some time to get some additional information that Council has talked about, and I would expect that we would want to try to present that information. So, but going back to your question, this is not, as proposed here, a situation where the county is purchasing land and building a building. This is a proposal where Christiana Care is building an emergency room. And as part of that, they've offered us the opportunity that they will build a facility that would house the paramedic vehicles on that property, and they would rent it to us. So that's the proposal that's been presented. We can explore other opportunities if that's the will of Council, but this is an opportunity that has some pluses to it because, number one, it's their land, and it's their opportunity to build it. They also have a contractor in place that's presently building the facility, so there were some savings that were supposed to be likely to be able to be obtained by that situation. So that's where we are at the moment. We can certainly answer some of the questions as we develop a contract, but right now we don't have anything on paper as far as what the final outcome of this would be.
Well, the other thing you brought up, Greg, was about this is just basically a preliminary. And I think that's where it starts with the council, and I believe Councilman Holland brought that up, about this is where it starts, and I believe Councilman Bell brought it up too. And this is a good place to get it started, because as you go forward with this, you know our concerns. And with that, you can put our concerns involved with this project. By us not asking any questions and waiting for it to come with a plan and then to put a stamp on it, I think this is the right way to do it, the way we're doing it now, the path forward on it.
Just to clear the air and make sure we understand, it was the executive office that asked for it to be on the agenda today.
Fine.
So they could get their early start, get it out of the chute, to have this discussion. Any other questions or comments from any members of council? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would agree with those comments that we've actually asked, even in Public Safety Committee, we were awaiting the administration to have enough information to come forward and make a preliminary presentation. And I think we all appreciate that. But I think what I think everyone needs to hear loud and clear is that, you know, we're not against partnerships. We're not against you know, being good neighbors and building things that are in the best interest of our paramedics, our delivery of emergency services to our citizens. But with those partnerships, I think comes a responsibility on the part of council and our partner to work with us in meeting the standards and the goals that we've set, so that you know, we're not asking for the wheel to be reinvented here, but what we are asking is to take a look at who's doing the construction. Are they compliant with some of the things that we look for as a government, some of the things that we're committed to? So like I say, partners in progress are good things. In the long run, maybe you do save significant dollars, long-term leases and everything. But there's things like who owns the building at the end of the day. We've had that question come up before. It's their property. We're going to pay to have it built. It's a long-term lease, but do they own it at the end of the 99-year lease? And certainly I'm not going to be around to see that. But I mean, there are the kind of things I think that we should at least be looking at, is that someday, who owns that building? It's on their property. We paid to have it built. You know, and as far as utilities and things, there's other questions as far as the utilities will be probably tied into current electrical systems and everything. Will we pay as part of the lease monthly fees for the various utilities and things? And I'm sure a lot of those type things will be forthcoming in future reports and everything. But I think we have an obligation to the people that we represent to make sure that whoever we partner with works in hand with what our standards and what our business practices are here in New Castle County.
Councilman Hall.
Yeah, I don't want to continue to belabor this issue, but I think Councilman Rutter is absolutely correct that we should have this conversation here now in the beginning, not after the fact. What I sense is non-committal so far, and I think that it should be communicated to whoever our partners are, as Councilman Bell is saying, that we have a commitment to diversity in this government. We value diversity here, and we can't be silent about it, because if we continue to be silent, we're going to get the same kind of spin analysis that we've been receiving for the last 7 years. And I'm sick and tired of looking at that type of spin analysis where there's no participation whatsoever with the tens of millions of dollars that we're spending. So if we don't say it, if we don't let our partners know, they're assumed that we don't care or we have no interest, and that has to stop.
Councilman Street.
If you ain't part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And if you want to know what's going to happen under current standards and methodologies of operation, just go over to 14th and Washington. Get your own visual. And if you see what I see, if you're really concerned about diversity, you won't be happy.
Any other comments, members of council? Anything from the public? Anything from Christiana? Okay. Next on the agenda. Grant request. First on the agenda for grant request, Duffy's Hope, $1,500. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This grant request was for, I thought it was for $2,500, but I'm recommending $1,500.
I believe the application was.
$2,500?
I believe the application was.
This helps sponsor the Duffy's Hope. It's an annual event that occurs down at the Crawley Stadium. Duffy's Hope has been around for quite a number of years now. This particular program is in its 10th year. It's called Celebrity Softball Program, where movie stars, professional athletes come here and form a team to play against local folk here, some politicians included. But Duffy's Hope has a good track record in the community, providing counseling sessions and including parental involvement, cultivating families, and so forth. Their record sort of speaks for itself. When Duffy's Hope, when the annual event happens out at Florida State, I think everyone sees the advertisement for it, encouraging kids to come out. It's a major event, and I just want to be able to help them out once again, as I did previously before we stopped our grants process.
So the motion.
So I'm making a motion for $1,500.
$1,500, or a second?
Second.
Second.
Wait, hold it. I wanted to make sure you, there were enough people present to. Okay, there's a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those no. Those not voting. Not voting.
Not voting.
Present. Seven votes. Okay. Next, the Afro-American Historical Society of Delaware, $500. Councilman Hollins.
The Afro-American Historical Society of Delaware is pretty well known as well in the state of Delaware. I think they do a very good job of preserving African-American culture, especially local African-American history, and this $500 is going to help the expenses for the African-American Family Festival. The festival seeks to rekindle family values and highlight African-American culture, and the festival takes place on the east side of Wilmington. So there's a motion for $500.
Motion or second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those against? Not voting?
Not voting.
Seven.
Okay.
Next, expense and revenue roundtable. Anyone got anything to bring forward? Hearing none. Is there anything under other? Any comments, criticism, compliments from the public? Compliments from the public. Compliment after third call. Is there a motion to adjourn?
That's a nice motion.
The motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. 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 All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed that want to stay? Okay. Okay. Next meeting is the executive meeting, I believe it's 4:30.
Wow. 4:30.
Yeah. Sure.